The Environmental Protection Agency released its latest decisions on small refinery exemptions last week, determining which facilities will be excused from federal renewable fuel blending requirements.
29 small refineries will not be required to blend renewable fuels under the EPA's latest list of exemptions.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says they typically oppose any waivers under the renewable fuel standard, but this round comes with an essential commitment to protect crop demand.
While we have concerns about granting any small refinery exemptions, we're pleased to see EPA's commitment to reallocate 100% of exempted volume before the end of October. Reallocation is necessary to maintain robust demand for American-grown crops. We have called on the President to carefully consider the impact of changes to the renewable fuel standard, and we're pleased that our concerns have been heard.
The renewable fuel standard is designed to expand domestic biofuel production and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Duval stresses that keeping the mandate strong pays dividends well beyond the farm gate.
Renewable fuels have been a tremendous success story for our country and for our rural economy. They reduce our country's dependence on foreign oil, lower prices at the pump, support farm income, and provide good-paying jobs.
Farm Bureau and other ag groups continue to press Congress for permanent year-round sales of unleaded 88. They contend that unrestricted access to E15 could boost corn demand by up to 2.4 billion bushels and inject nearly $26 billion into the U.S. economy, all while saving consumers up to 30 cents a gallon at the pump.